You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Bradish from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Monday, April 22nd. Elon Musk has been branded an egotistical billionaire as he faces a push by the Australian federal government and opposition to get his social media platform to take down graphic content, including the violent attack at a Sydney shopping centre. The media platform known as X has raised concerns about censorship, the jurisdiction of Australian laws and orders dictating what overseas users can see. Labor MP Tanya Plibersek spoke to Sunrise this morning saying, "This egotistical billionaire thinks it's more important for him to show whatever he wants on X or Twitter than to respect the victims of the crimes." Opposition leader Simon Birmingham has spoken on the ABC saying the use of social media advanced algorithms and technology to quickly target users meant platforms should be able to quickly and effectively remove content that is damaging and devastating to the social harmony and fabric of society, and says it was an insulting and offensive argument to say the removal of imagery of a terrorist attack was censorship and it should be left unfiltered for children and others to see. The eSafety Commissioner has urged people not to share graphic images online. If this story has affected you, the number for Lifeline is 13 11 14. Accused triple mushroom killer Erin Patterson is happy to wait behind bars for more than a year if it means her murder case can be held near her regional Victorian home. The 49-year-old faced Latrobe Valley Court today by video link from prison. She's accused of killing her former in-laws, Don and Gail Patterson, both 70, and her ex-husband's aunt, Heather Wilkinson, by feeding them a meal laced with poisonous mushrooms in July last year. All three died in hospital days after consuming a meal at her home in South Gippsland. She's also accused of the attempted murder of her ex-husband, Simon, at the lunch and on three occasions dating back to 2021, and the attempted murder of his aunt's husband, Ian. Due to Patterson's wish for the trial to happen near her home, it may not happen until next year. A man has been accused of assaulting two paramedics and exposing himself before kicking a police officer on the Gold Coast. The man is accused of pushing a male paramedic, then grabbing a female ambulance officer in an inappropriate manner before exposing himself yesterday. He was also allegedly verbally abusive, and police were called before he's accused of kicking one officer and spitting on him. A 38-year-old man has been charged with three counts of serious assault of a police officer performing function. He's also charged with sexual assault, indecent act in a public place, and serious assault of a police officer by spitting. Queensland police say our emergency crews deserve to go to work every day and not be fearful that they could be attacked or mistreated. And that kind of behaviour is not acceptable in front of anyone, let alone someone whose job it is to help you. And the Spice Girls have reunited for Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party, which had celebrity appearances from the likes of Tom Cruise and Salma Hayek. Jerry Horner, Emma Bunton, Melanie Chisholm, Melanie Brown and Victoria were seen dancing to their hit song Stop. Victoria's husband, David Beckham, looking very happy, posted a video to his Instagram of the fivesome performing the song. Victoria also posted the video to her social media and wrote, "Best night ever. Happy birthday to me. I love you all so much." Posh Spice's party was reported to have taken place at Oswald's private members club in Mayfair, with the Beckhams reportedly forking out almost $500,000 for the event. That's your evening news headlines. In tomorrow's episode, what would it take for you to donate your eggs to help a couple who haven't been able to conceive themselves? We speak to someone who's gone through the full process of egg donation. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.